Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Joe here with your morning moment in mindfulness. This morning's going to be more of an invite, I would think, than a quote or than a statement. I mean, I could bring up and recite, you know, a million different ways of telling you to be positive from a million different people. The reality, though, is that the majority of the people that I speak to at any given time and talk to them about mindfulness or positive psychology or cognitive behavior, most will be only too quick to argue how much benefit there is in life in actually being positive or thinking positively or allowing our conscious to bring more positivity into our unconscious thoughts and programmings. And very much like, you know, people who struggle even in nutrition to get you to listen, right? Like my buddy Neil over at Insight, you know, he can tell you 20 plus years in the industry, how frustrating it can be to talk to people about, you know, nutritious foods, whole foods, fruits and vegetables and so on. And people will argue it to death, yet they go to their doctor about something and the doctor says, here, take this medication, and they'll gladly take it without even asking anything about it most. You know, some people will do a little bit of background research or jump on the internet and find out about, you know, are there any dangers or what was the testing like and so on. But realistically, very few do. And, you know, I find it the same. I find it very much the same when it comes to trying to talk to people about their conscious and unconscious thoughts and our opportunity through neuro-linguistic programming to properly program or reprogram our unconscious mind to be able to help us achieve certain things, do certain things, be certain things, have certain things, right? Looking at state, you know, dreaming, if you will, call it dreaming, you know, of what our lives could be like, right? Finding state, bringing in at least three of our senses into a positioning to be able to look at, you know, what we can do in our lives. And yet, so many are so quick to argue, well, what will it actually do for me? Well, what if it didn't do anything for you? What if it didn't do anything for you except, at the very least, keep you from having the thoughts that are absolutely doing nothing for you, and if anything, are holding you back? Right, the more negative thoughts, the more damning thoughts, right? The thoughts that are in your unconscious and then to your conscious mind that do nothing but ridicule or criticize self. Why do you let all those thoughts ramble around and rattle around in your mind when you could just as easily have positive thoughts instead? Anyway, that's Wednesday morning. Go off and think about that today, middle of the week. Maybe you can change a little bit of that, right? I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Talk soon.